Liberty News, taking the lock on the shackles of tyranny.
Teams are going to fail. And the system's going to fail.
The past is past, the future's now.
So more than me, I think these people are completely nuts.
Sometimes trouble just follows a man.
There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. A virus.
Can't you stop your lips from flapping for 2 more minutes?
Because I'm white.
I'm a man. I'm sensitive. I need to feel loved. I need to be desired.
Man, I'm rapping and becoming a big underground succession.
Well, that's a question of methods. Everybody wants results, but nobody wants to do what they have to do to get done.
And now, coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana, brought to you by Northwest Liberty News, it's Montana Gazette Radio with your host, James White. Okay, so I'm your host, James White. This is Montana Gazette Radio, and we're not exactly live, though we're pretty close. This, as you're watching this this video here, this will be recorded just a couple of hours ago, and I am delighted to have a returning guest here on the broadcast with me. Always great to have Chrissy Jacobson on the show. She, of course, is Montana's Secretary of State, and we interviewed Chrissy, well, I think, a few times before the actual election and maybe one or two times after. I don't remember. A lot of these go together. But I do know this is the first time I think that we've had a chance to speak to her about sort of a reset of the latest legislative session. I know that she's getting some great accolades from her colleagues and from people that I know about the work that she's doing, and we wanted to have her on here today just sort of to recap the 2021 legislative session and talk about what we got going on for the future of Montana. So I'm going to welcome her without further delay. I'm going to welcome Chrissy Jacobson on the show. There we go. I'm going to ask you to unmute the thing there, Chrissy, if you could. And there we go. You're on. Madam Secretary, thanks so much for joining us here on the broadcast. We appreciate it.
Jim, thank you so much for having me today, and thank you for all of your important work on reporting throughout Montana, and good afternoon to all of Montana.
Indeed. Well, you know, it's many hands make light work, and, you know, we all have to come together, to fight this, to fight the tyranny, and it seemingly the socialist takeover, attempted socialist takeover anyway of this country. Now, thankfully, here in Montana, we've had a switchover, a changeover in the leadership, and it's certainly turned a lot more to the right, I guess, if you want to call it that. And we have Governor Gianforte now that has signed, you know, a lot of great bills. We have a legislature, I believe, a real good conservative legislature this past session that did some great work. So I think that the tyranny and sort of the, everything that's going on in other states is not happening so bad here in Montana, and we're very delighted for that. And, you know, you are a big part of that, Chrissy, and we do appreciate the work that you've done. So let's review, if we can, this latest legislative session. As I stated, Governor Gianforte had signed, you know, quite a few great bills. I believe some of the stuff that you worked on was the sort of cleaning out the voter rolls, I think, every year and making sure those are proper. Because as we talked about when you were on before your election, one of the most important things that we can do is make sure that we have honest and secure voting, and every, you know, one vote for each person and every vote's counted. And it's certainly, you know, you certainly agreed with that and you took steps to make that happen. So that long-winded introduction, Chrissy, again, thanks for being here, and tell us, if you can, just give us an overall view of the 2021 legislative session, how you think things went on a grading scale, let's say, you know, A through E.
Well, I would say we definitely ended on an A rating. We have amazing leadership with our governor and our lieutenant governor who have really done good work with the legislature on aligning Montana values with legislation and representing and getting really good laws passed through the legislature. So we have really good leadership. It's been an absolute pleasure and joy to work with the governor, lieutenant governor, all of the legislators, and then even the other statewide elected officials that I serve on the land board with. We've got a really good working relationship, and it's been a night and day experience having Republican leadership across the board. To wrap up the legislative session, I requested 5 election integrity bills, and they were all completely supported by our governor and the Republican legislature. And I'm happy to report that all 5 of the bills were signed into law by the governor. Just to recap at a very high level, we changed the late registration period, requested a bill for voter identification, have a bill that changed from maintaining the voter rolls from every other year to every year to annual maintenance, and just have a cleaning up the data, setting deadlines for minor parties to qualify for the ballot, and enhancing security. So these are these were bills that we had resounding support with the legislature, the governor, and most importantly, they were just the marching orders from the constituents of Montana. So Montana voters made it loud and clear what their will was, and I campaigned on that and before the election, and Montanans elected me with a 20% margin. So I think my marching orders were very clear from the very beginning of the legislative session. And again, it was just an absolute honor and pleasure to work with our governor and the Republican legislature to get some really good laws passed.
If you can't talk about that, about the dichotomy, you served, I believe you were assistant under Corey Stapleton, who was the Secretary of State, your predecessor, and that was under the Bullock administration. Tell us if you can. Now, you sort of, you know, I know there's a different role as an undersecretary or an assistant secretary of state. I don't even know exactly the title. But now that you are the actual secretary of state, talk if you can about the contrast between, you touched on it a little bit. I mean, it's just night and day, I imagine, working with the Bullock administration and working with the Gianforte administration.
Yeah, it is absolute night and day, and there's complete trust in our relationship. And not only do we get along, we actually work together on everything. I'm here to completely support our governor. And again, we had a partnership with the election integrity bills along with the legislature. And the next phase that we're going to be tackling, the lieutenant governor is creating a administrative rules task force to cut red tape in government and rules and regulations for farmers, ranchers, and businesses in the state. And that's a component of what our office oversees. And we'll be partnering to cut red tape and streamline that for the people that we serve.
Well, I know, and I'm going to bring up the website here. I know that you have certainly, and we talked about this last time you were on, I mean, this folks, if you're a business owner here, and if you want to start a business here in Montana, I mean, this is really, it couldn't be much more user friendly, this website, I think, than it is now, unless they actually sent someone out to your house and helped you walk you through it. I mean, it's pretty easy. It's really, really streamlined. Stuff gets done. I can't believe, Chrissy, how fast stuff gets processed. I mean, it's, I think hours. And
we wrapped up our annual report filing season. So we have 255,000 businesses in the state, and all active businesses are required to file an annual report with our office. That period ended on April 15th. And we work to make sure that we are processing all the business filings within the same day. So our businesses are not waiting to get started and move forward, that we're serving them in real time. And again, we have 255,000 registered in the state. We just did a recent search to find out of all of those businesses, how many are at least 100 years old. And we have 400 businesses in our state that are 100 years old or older, which is just amazing to me.
Wow, you know, I'm exploring some of the parts of the website that I didn't even realize here. You have all the forms, it looks like you got them all put here. in one spot. Looks like there's many. You do trademarks and all that stuff on here. And I mean, I didn't bring you on to go through the website, but I'm impressed about. I was visiting it before. I visited it previously. I mean, I've been here in Montana for quite a few years, and it now looks better than it ever has been. That's for sure. If you can talk, discuss that. If you could, you said 255,000 businesses. I have to believe, Chrissy, that with all of the people that are coming into Montana, I'm sure you probably have seen, I would imagine, you've probably seen, and if you track these things, which you probably do, you've probably seen an increase in businesses and startup businesses and businesses maybe transferring from one state to Montana. Have you seen a marked increase in that over the last year to coincide with the population boom, I guess?
Yes, definitely, Jim. So we have about 31,000 more businesses at this time in June than we did the year before. And there's been 45,000 brand new business registrations that have occurred in the last 12 months. So I think with the new leadership in our state and the great decisions that our governor is making, we definitely are getting the economy on track.
Indeed, indeed we are. And if you can talk about, I mean, I know now that the legislative session is over, your work doesn't end. At the end, it's not like you're not sitting back, I'm sure, you know, watching Oprah eating chips. I mean, you're working, you're out there working all the time. I just saw where you kind of just did a tour around the whole state or many parts of the state. I see you've been sort of reaching out and I've seen, but basically, I think on Facebook and other places. Tell us if you can about that. Have you been sort of traveling outside of Helena and kind of visiting? It seems like you have been visiting some of the towns outside of Helena there.
Yes, definitely. So now that we've wrapped up the legislative session, our work is just beginning as far as implementing the laws that have been passed, and that just takes an enormous amount of work and making sure that we're communicating to the public about what the changes in law are. So that's consumed a very large amount of our time and resources, is just making sure that the rollout of the new laws, that it goes smoothly. So we've been spending a lot of time just implementing all of the law changes. And then in addition to that, yes, I recently did a tour in Butte, and it was just amazing to get out and talk to the different business industries. A lot is happening in Butte, Montana, in Butte, America, actually. It was a fantastic day. It was packed from the very early in the morning until late into the day, and visited Montana Resources, which is the open pit copper mine in Butte, and just super impressed with that company and how they take care of their employees and how they have such a high safety rating that they're very proud of, and just the economic staple that they are in our state. So it's really great to meet with the leadership team from Montana Resources. We also did a tour of Atlas Power, which is, I don't know if many Montanans know, but it's a cryptocurrency data center right in Butte. And it was really interesting just to see firsthand how the company performs its Bitcoin mining, and touched on the trading of cryptocurrency. And then we also
let me pause for a second. That's amazing. That's amazing. I have to say, I have to just pause for a second to interject. Sorry to interrupt you. It's such a sign of the times. The Montana Secretary of State is on this program talking about cryptocurrency. I mean, can you imagine 10 years ago, Chrissy, that having this conversation? I mean, so much has changed even in the last 10 years. Now, cryptocurrency is now becoming into the mainstream. People are commenting on it. Now, I didn't even realize there was a big cryptocurrency mining facility there in Butte, but sorry to cut you off, but it's just, I just thought that was sort of remarkable that we're speaking about Bitcoin, and now it's sort of coming into the mainstream and other cryptocurrencies, Ethereum and others. But sorry to interrupt you, Chrissy, I just wanted to interject with that.
No, it's very, there's a lot to it, and it is very mind-blowing what's you know, what's taken place in the economy, and view and exactly where we were 10 years ago and where we are today, and to know that that presence is right here in Butte, Montana, is just, it's outstanding. And there's also development of a Basin Creek solar project, so that's going to be part of providing energy to our state as well. So it was just a super worthwhile day, and just eye-opening of what's going on in our economy and the businesses in our state, and how they're such a huge piece of Montana. We also finished the day, we toured the Montana Craft Malt, and that we met with the president, Jen O'Brien, and they just have a unique specialty craft product, and they've got really cool packaging. Their all of their packaging has Montana all over the packaging, and that's shipped throughout the state, or throughout the country actually. And so it's just really cool that Montana has that presence throughout our entire country. And again, that is the Montana Craft Malt. So just really proud of what the businesses are doing and adjusting to what the economic demands are in the country and our state.
You know something, Chrissy, it's one of the, what I see is, you would talk about businesses and the growth in businesses. What I see, I mean, even down the town pump has them on every one of their gas pumps now about now hiring. And I just saw where they bumped the actual starting range up. You see help wanted all around. Here's the problem. And I know that Governor Gene Forte, I believe, is ending this, I think, June 27th. They're stopping the extra supplemental income. But, you know, it doesn't bode well, I think, for an economy going forward, when the average, you know, the average business in Montana is competing with the federal government for people to get paid, who's going to pay them more? I mean, we have to get this mentality. I mean, how did they kill that mentality, Chrissy, where maybe this country was built on hard work and, you know, putting an honest day's worth of work in and making an honest pay and putting a little bit aside, a little extra aside for your family for the future. I mean, how did it come down to kind of where it's at now, where people just are comfortable just sitting around and not really working and collecting money to do nothing? I mean, that mentality has to change if, I don't think, for any, not Montana, but for any state or even any country to continue to prosper. We sort of had to break that. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. It was a brilliant move by our governor to stop the payments and turn back the money. It made absolutely no sense to be doling out money on unemployment when the workforce cannot recruit and retain workers. So it just, that was like a common sense solution. And our governor was one of the first in the country to do it. And, you know, other states have followed suit. It was absolutely common sense solution and the best for our state. My husband was just traveling through Three Forks last week, and he stopped at Wheat, Montana, and they were supposed to be open into the evening, and everybody was leaving, and it's because they didn't have workers to keep the doors open into the evening when their store to accommodate their store hours, and it's because everybody had started at 5 in the morning and they worked all day and they didn't have any workers to come in and finish the day, so they had to shut their doors. So it's a real problem. We do have a workforce shortage, and I think the first step in solving that is stopping the unemployment payments that our governor recently did. So I think we're heading in the right direction to solve that problem.
Yeah, you can't incentivize slothfulness. It just doesn't seem to work out very well in the long run. Just a couple more questions here, Chrissy. Moving forward here, coming up for, I mean, of course, the legislative season, believe it or not, is probably going to be starting again here. We know in a couple of months, certain people have come out and announced. I think this wave, I know that term's been used often, but there was sort of a wave in Montana anyway, conservative wave that sort of, and it started with the primaries, I believe, and then it moved right into the general election, and then now of course, the results of all the bills that we're seeing signed. Do you see that wave and continue into 2022? Do you feel, and I know you don't have probably your finger on exactly this pulse, but from the people you talk to and as you travel around, do you see this wave continuing? Do you see a lot more good candidates perhaps saying, I'm tired of the shenanigans, enough's enough? Because they're still rhinos, if you want to use that term. And we know they expose themselves quite often during the course of the legislative session. I think that the general trend is that their days are sort of coming to an end. I think people are kind of tired of the shenanigans, and they want real honest to goodness legislators that are going to represent them truthfully and honestly. That's how I'm seeing. That's what I'm getting anyway from the people I talk to. Christy, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I think that's the same sense I'm getting from the people that I talk to in Montana. I've had a lot of really positive feedback of the things that I've done. And certainly when there are people that, you know, feel differently about it, but I think that's the small minority. But I think the majority of Montanans have spoken loud and clear about what they would like to see, the values and the policies they want implemented in the legislature and in all of the elected offices in Montana. And I think the pendulum has swung. We had 16 years of a Democrat leadership with the governor's office, and I think it's swung the other way. And that's, I think this is the course that we're going to be sticking with for some time. Our government is so transparent, so you can go on the legislative branch and website and look, and you can see how everybody's voted. You can see the testimony, the questions asked. It's just everything is transparent. Everything's out there. So if there's a constituent that has questions about how their legislator is voting, they can go out and look and see firsthand and verify for themselves if they're getting their ideals and policies that they would like to see are getting implemented by their legislator. So it's really great that we have such transparency in our government, and it's all public for anybody to go out and do the research for themselves. I do think that the red wave is going to continue in Montana. I just get a lot of feedback on, you know, the conservative values, and I think Montanans are pleased with the outcome of the legislature with the first strong Republican presence across the board. And I also want to say that I think the feedback I get at the national level is extreme disappointment in our president and vice president, and that's a continuing trend that I also get feedback from.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that. That's sort of a given. I appreciate, Christy, so much for you taking time out of your busy schedule. Before we let you go, last question for you. Do you have any events coming up that you want to let people know about, or any websites that you want to have people visit, any Facebook pages, social media pages, YouTube channels, anything like that you want to impart with the folks before we let you go?
Yeah, definitely. I have both a political Facebook page and the official Secretary of State Facebook page. I would encourage anybody to, if you want to know what we're doing, and we try and keep updated and accountable to the public on all of the work progress that we're doing, to follow either one of those pages. We're also going to be launching on our website, sosmp.gov, an entire media center that'll have all of our press releases, Facebook posts, everything out there, information that we need to share with the public, and it's all in one spot. So even if the press doesn't report on it, all of that information will be there and accessible for anybody to access.
Yeah, those rotten press. Keep an eye out for those guys, Christy. Keep an eye out for them. We always appreciate you being here on the broadcast. We think you're doing a great job, and we'd certainly support you moving forward, and you're welcome here on this broadcast anytime. I'm really excited that you're having that press page, because that could be perhaps excellent material for interviews as we go moving forward. So I'm delighted to have that. Please send me that link when it comes out. Secretary of State, Jacobson, we so much appreciate you again coming here on the broadcast. Please keep up your great work. And again, please reach out to us if there's any news that breaks or anything we can do to further information that you have for the folks out there. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Montana.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, there goes Lisa Jacobson, folks. One of the real rising stars here. She's been doing a great job, of course, as an assistant secretary of state. But now that she's actually a secretary of state, we're delighted with what she has been able to accomplish here in such a short period of time. And she talked about the bills that she got passed signed by Governor Gianforte, and that's all great stuff. Especially the cleaning up the voter rolls after every year. As we stated before on this show, folks, and many others, it doesn't matter how popular the candidate is. It doesn't matter if they can, you know, if they're handing out $1,000 bills to every, well, they don't have those anymore, but $100 bills, handing out $100 bills to every single voter, which is illegal, of course, but you get my point. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're the most popular person in the history of the planet. If the vote's rigged and people can't get your vote tallied properly, then what does it matter? It doesn't matter. All this other, no matter how popular the candidate is, it makes no difference if they're stealing your vote. So we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and we come back on the other side. We're going to cover a couple of things in the news. I'm your host, James White, MontanaGazetteRadio.com, MontanaGazetteRadio.com. We are going to be going on AM and FM here pretty soon. We'll make those announcements out. The announcements, the show today is pre-recorded here at 1, but I'm going to be, it should be 1. I think it's when I'm going to be playing it. But the daily show will be live every day at 1 o'clock, and we're going to be doing a lot more with the phones. The numbers should change. The call-in line is probably going to change. At any rate, thanks so much for joining us here. We'll be back after these brief messages here on Montana Gazette Radio. If you like classic cars, exceptional service, and a money-back guarantee, then the Corner Shop in beautiful downtown Kalispell is the place for you. Whether it's an oil change, engine diagnostic, suspension work, or brakes all around, the Corner Shop has you covered. With expert technicians and a free consultation on all services, you can't go wrong with the Corner Shop. Did I mention the classic cars? While you're waiting for your expert service to be performed, take a stroll through the showroom to see Kalispell's smoothest collection of classic cars. The Corner Shop is conveniently located at 1212 South Main, just south of the courthouse. The Corner Shop is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., so drop by for an appointment or call 755-7777. That's 755-7777. The Corner Shop, Kalispell's full-service auto repair facility. Okay, folks, we certainly do appreciate you supporting the fine folks there at the Corner Shop, Dan Korn and all of his great employees there that do a fine job. I've taken numerous vehicles to the Corner Shop and had them repaired. And there was a time when something hadn't been tightened or something. It was sort of a minor thing after I had something replaced, and I went back there and they took care of it right away. And of course at no charge, and the service was great. And we do appreciate Dan and his staff and their support. TheCornershop.net, TheCornershop.net. And you can find that, you can call them at 755-7777. Okay, I'm your host, James White, and we want to thank Christy Jacobson for her for coming here on the show today. Now I'm trying to pull this image up here of a FEMA trailer here in Columbia Falls, and there it is. Okay, maybe I can pull this over onto this screen right here. I think I can. Give me a second here. I can pull this over there. There we go. Okay, so let me see if I can pull this up. There we go. This is a FEMA trailer here in Columbia Falls. Believe it or not, I was getting a haircut, and someone came in this morning. Someone came in and said, "Hey, do you know what are you familiar with the FEMA trailers there in Columbia Falls, Montana, which is about 10 miles from here?" I said, no, I wasn't aware of the FEMA trailers. Oh, yeah, I got to check them out. They got bars on the windows and everything. I'm like, okay. No, there's bars on the windows. I don't think they're bars, maybe, but it certainly does say FEMA, that's for sure. I wonder what this is about. I don't know. I just found out about this a little earlier. I wanted to bring it on right away and expose it on the show, but I don't know what I'm exposing. Who knows? You know, I just found out about this a little bit earlier. I have my haircut, as you can see, it's all kind of looking kind of fluffy because I just got back from the barber here a little while ago. And the guy came in and said, there's FEMA trailers out here. So he's right. That does look like a FEMA trailer. Now, as far as at being in Columbia Falls, I don't know, as far contextually speaking, if that is in Columbia Falls or not. But that is a FEMA trailer. So I will look into that more, and maybe I can actually drive down there and do a video if I can find out where it's at specifically. That's probably what I'll try to do here, maybe even later on today or tomorrow. Okay, so what we see is, and I don't have this pulled up here yet, what we're seeing happening is we're seeing the, in my view, we're seeing the whole coronavirus fraud being exposed here. The latest news of what we're hearing is, Fauci knew about the hydroxychloroquine and it was going to be effective in knocking out the coronavirus, but he went with the vaccines anyway. So many people are coming out here and getting behind these vaccines. It's like sort of maniacal in a way. I mean, it's like you and I've talked about this. We've talked about this on the show. You must be vaccinated. You must be vaccinated. You must be vaccinated. I mean, it's almost cult-like. It's almost really cult-like. It really is. I mean, so many people are standing behind it. We got celebrities standing behind it. We've got never seen anything like it. And it's like the thing that gets me is, when has the federal government ever, you know, looked out for you or wanted to do something that was beneficial to you? Basically never. Don't do this, man. Government doesn't do stuff to benefit you. Rarely, unless they're absolutely pressed into doing it. You know, again, if you remember when they came out and said that hydroxychloroquine could cure coronavirus, what did they do immediately? They started demonizing it. They started demonizing because they found out that it would actually end the madness. And then their control program couldn't move forward like they wanted it to. So what did they do? They falsified information, of course, and played up the mask. They played up the illusion of the mask issue. I mean, they just, the propaganda and the brainwashing is just off the charts. It's just something like I've never seen. And, you know, people that you would have, I mean, I've ran into people that I would never have thought would be vaccinated that are vaccinated. You know, and am I dogging them? I mean, I understand the pressure is great, you know, but I'm afraid there's going to be some really, really horrific long-term effects with this, you know, gene manipulation shot that they're giving people. I'm afraid there's going to be some long-term effects. You know, I'm not a doctor. Don't claim to know, medicine as far as that's concerned. But it just doesn't seem, I'm concerned. Let's just put it that way. I'm concerned for these people that have taken the shot. And I hope I'm wrong. I really, really do. I really, really do. I'm trying to search some of this news here to see if I can find anything worthwhile. I mean, of course you're hearing now that, you know, General Flynn's coming out and saying that, the gloves are off, and I hope the gloves are off. I hope the gloves are off and we're going to start taking out some of these criminals and exposing them as the crooks they are. I'm afraid that the deep state is rather deep. I'm afraid the deep state is rather deep, folks, and I'm not sure if we're going to be able to pull it off now without God's help. So pristine ballots, this is World Net Daily, pristine ballots in Georgia election count looked Xeroxed. We have what is almost surely major absentee ballot fraud. This is from Paul Sperry, who's a pretty good investigator there for Real Clear Investigations. There's photocopied ballots. Yeah, they were taking stuff from underneath the desk, out of the containers from under the desk after everybody went home. The select few insiders that were left over took stuff from under the desk and fed it into the machine. I mean, we had this on video. Is this something that shocked people? This is, I've said this numerous times, and I still stand by this. I don't think they could have won an election without cheating. I really don't. I don't think they could win without cheating. See if I can get this to come up here. Thanks, folks. Just doing this stuff here on the fly. There we go. This is what I was talking about. General Flynn drops powerful video. Trump warns dishonest and corrupt evildoers. What's coming? It's our turn. And the click gloves are off. I hope this is right. But let's read what President Trump says. As everybody knows, my family, your great country, and your president have gone through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by doing so, have very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago, and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith or justification for doing what they know is wrong, nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that's not so. So many people have been hurt. We can't let that go on. Now it's our turn. Well, I think that all sounds great. That all sounds fantastic. I'm all for, I'm still fighting the enemy. We're still battling these scoundrels every day here, either in print or in video form or both. So, yeah, I mean, we don't want it to go on either. We're fed up with it. Everybody's tired of crooks. We're fed up of crooks. I mean, there's criminals everywhere. I mean, there are people in every place. Every institution, it seems like, and every organization has someone from their organization working there or managing it or controlling things. And when I say this, I mean the establishment. Oh, folks, we're in trouble, man. We are in big trouble. First time I've seen this here. Let's play this. Showing who you are on the inside. So with the pride flag up high, the children. Here we go. Red light, orange, healing, yellow is sunlight. Green, nature, blue, honey, purple is spirit. Baby blue, pink, white represent transgender people. And black and brown represent the queer and trans people of color. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon's gone woke. Blue's Clues has gone woke. Folks, if you don't see, this is a battle for the hearts and minds of your children. You know, if they can capture the children, so go the women, then go the men, right? Isn't that what is reportedly said by Hitler? First capture the children, something like that. Let's see if I can get the right quote. That's why it's great to have a producer. I'd be talking about this, and my producer would hopefully look it up while I'm talking and bring it up and send it over to me. But I don't have a producer. I have me. So hopefully that'll change. First capture the children, then the women. Let's see if I can find the... If I can find the proper quote, it's something like that. And then go the men or something. Basically, what it says is, what it's saying is, capture the children. And that's the key to everything. You capture the children first. Let's see. Hitler quote. See if I can find this here. That'd be, you know, I'm finding it here while I'm in the middle of the show here. I'm trying to pull this up. Trying to find out this. I'm trying to find this. That's not it. Okay, so I can't find it because I wasn't really ready for it. But basically, the quote is essentially, first capture the children. First capture the children, then the women follow, and then go the men. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to get into the mind of the children, and they're going to take over this nation that way, sadly. I wish I could find that darn quote. It bothers me. If I would have known ahead of time, because I don't know sometimes what I'm going to talk about when I'm in the show, and I don't really have those quotes ready to go, and I'll forget about it for the next show, but that's all right. That's right. Trust me, he said something like that, and I'm giving you the paraphrasing it, but perhaps someone that's watched the show will look it up, find out for themselves. Now, if you want to see the number one online news website here in Montana, you can go to Montana Daily Gazette. .com. That's MontanaDailyGazette.com. And you can see a lot of great stories there and a lot of great articles. And we are right now, of course, we're in a little bit of a lull period. I'll be posting the portion of the interview with Christy Jacobson that I just conducted here just a couple of minutes ago. I'll be posting that on the website, maybe not by the time you see this at one, but certainly probably thereafter. But right now, of course, the legislative session, we had the primary last June, and it's been pretty much a full year of primary season coming up to the general election. And now that the general election's over, or the general election was over, then we go into the legislative session, and that lasts until a little over a month ago. So right now we're in a little bit of a lull because, frankly, politically, there's not a whole lot going on. A lot of people are taking summer breaks, decompressing from the long, campaign season and then the long legislative session. So, but make sure of one thing, the candidates that have they have all the coffers, all the cash in their coffers, the candidates that have, the big money PACs and super PACs. Oh, they'll be out here pretty soon campaigning. I mean, there's not much of a downtime, unfortunately. There's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, and then people will pick back up. Now, what will really happen is probably come here after Labor Day and everybody gets back to school and that type of thing goes on. We're going to see another bump up in the activity, and the candidates are going to be making it known. They're going to be announcing. They're going to be raising money. They're going to be doing interviews, events, and that type of thing. And now we have this, the whole last time we had the whole COVID issue to deal with. And there wasn't really any town halls and people couldn't get together. So here in 2020, for the 2022 election, and again, I want someone to preface that by saying, if we don't fix the vote, and here in Montana, we just had Christy Jacobson on, she's doing great steps to fix that. I'm saying in general, generally speaking, if we don't get the voting issue and the scam, the voting scam figured out and fixed, it's not going to really matter who the candidate is, because if they rig the election, I could win and I'm not even campaign. I mean, plausible that is, but I don't know if anybody would want that. But you get my point. If they can insert Joe Biden, they can insert anybody. guy can't put a couple sentences together hardly. I mean, he's obviously has some issues, some cognitive deficiencies or something. I don't say that, in a mean way. I mean, the guy needs some help, I think. But what are you going to do? It's not my thing. I mean, I'm doing what I can here in Montana and here in Flathead Valley and Kalispell specifically. If everybody would do that in their own town and cover their own stuff and keep on top of their own even local news, if you just started a news show and just covered your county, if you never even uttered a word of any person that even lived or worked in D.C. or even outside your county, you could have a show that was probably all contained, and it would depend upon how big your county is, but you can hook up with the sheriff if they're constitutional, and other members of the public service community who serve the public, and you could probably do a whole radio show just on your county and talk to people in your county, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of need out there for sure. Information, folks, as you can tell, has been manipulated and controlled by a very small group of folks for a long, long time. And now and only now, here recently, have we broken away from that and started to sort of take back our country, if you will. And we're certainly delighted for that. We're just coming to an end of the broadcast here. We don't want to appreciate Christy Jacobson. I have someone coming here to the office now. It's earlier, and I have someone waiting to come here, so I'm going to go ahead and end this broadcast now. Pretty soon here, in the next couple of weeks or 3 weeks, I think, by the end of this month, is I think the plan, general plan, maybe into the first week in July. But we'll be going every day from 1 to 3 p.m. live with phone calls here on all these platforms and AM and FM platform, which I don't know if we've announced officially the name of the station yet, but I think we will probably pretty soon have a meeting, as a matter of fact, on some things. So appreciate you looking in. If you want to support this show, you can go to MontanaGazetteRadio.com, MontanaGazetteRadio.com, MontanaDailyGazette.com, or, of course, the flagship Northwest Liberty News. Support your local representatives if they're constitutional, folks. Support them. Think about running for something yourself. There's always positions open in your community for good people that want to better this country and serve this nation honorably and with integrity. We need you. We need you now. So really all I got for today. Again, thanks for looking in. I think the Red Pill Expo went great this weekend. I have to call and talk to some folks that went to see how it went. I was planning on going, but those plans changed. But I understand it still went really well. Ed Griffin and those folks do a great job there, and we certainly appreciate them. But we'll be back again here, pardon me, tomorrow. I think I have a guest tomorrow. I don't remember. I have to check my schedule. Anyway, we'll be back here tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, on Montana Gazette Radio. MontanaGazetteRadio.com, MontanaGazetteRadio.com. Until next time, this is James White for Montana Gazette Radio, saying bye now.